There is a president who comes into your life.
Yes, there is. Thank goodness. Jimmy Carter. You probably know from talking to people how federal judges are usually picked. They're chosen by the party of the president in office. The senators in that party usually propose a person for a federal judgeship. Jimmy Carter wanted women and minorities and set up merit nominating commissions specifically for that purpose because they weren't getting chosen in this all-male system. So my husband, Tom, encouraged me to apply. 1978 was when I interviewed. There were 11 people on this commission, 6 of whom were lawyers and 5 of whom were lay people, including 2 women. We had an application process. You applied, and then they decide who they're going to interview. The same commission had done the same thing in Kansas and Utah the year or 2 years before me and had no women applicants because there just weren't very many women. In Oklahoma, there were 2 applicants out of, I think, 35 total. Me and Alma Wilson, she was a state trial judge, then ended up on the Oklahoma Supreme Court subsequently. I don't know how many they interviewed, but I had an interview with all these people, and they asked me questions. Then I waited to see what happened, and I didn't hear this story until many years later, and it was told to me by one of the female non-lawyers who was on this commission. She was from Denver, and she told me that when they sat around the room, these 11 people, their job was to give 3 to 5 names to the president to choose from. The chairman of this group was a 70-year-old trial lawyer from Wyoming. He said, "We're going to go around the room, and everybody's going to throw out somebody who's obviously not qualified." He said, "I'll start." And he threw my name out. This woman from Denver is sitting around the other side of the table. She said, "I was in shock because I thought you were pretty well qualified." And she said, "She's really well qualified. Why do you think she isn't?" And he said, "She has 4 children. She couldn't possibly handle the job." She was dumbfounded and didn't know what to say. But by the time it got around to her, and she's only halfway around the table, she throws out the name of a justice on the Oklahoma Supreme Court, who happened to be the chair's favorite candidate. And he said, "What? He's obviously well qualified." She said, "No, he's not. He's got 5 children, couldn't possibly handle the job." So they had a conversation about whether that was a disqualifying factor, said, "Maybe it's not," and put my name back in. And he and I both ended up on the list.
Wow.
Yeah.
The challenge of her
yes.
was fortuitous, obviously,
yes,
for you.
Totally. Yeah. And to think of that response.
It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are, December 5th, 2019, and Jimmy Carter is now 95 years old, and
yes.
I believe he's still in the hospital.
I don't know. He just went in for something.
But he's been in and out several times, and what a role model for people who are older and
yeah.
want to be active and
yes.
Habitat for Humanity and all of that.
Yeah.
Did you get to meet him and be around him
I
much?
Didn't get to meet him when this process was going on. But I did 5 years ago, probably now. They had a celebration for him in Arizona connected with something. And I went specifically because I wanted to meet him. He's just the world's nicest guy. I'll tell you another story I heard. It made me wonder how much Rosalynn Carter had to do with pushing for women because a lawyer in the little firm I worked for heard this from somebody after I got picked for the job. There was a guy from Oklahoma City who wanted the position, and he'd been a big Carter supporter when Carter came to Oklahoma to campaign. After Carter got elected, Chip called him up and said, "If there's anything we can do for you, you just call me, let me know," and gave him his number. So he called Chip and said, "I would really like to be appointed to the 10th Circuit. Chip said, "Hold on a minute, let me see what I can find out," put it on hold, was gone a long time, and came back and said, "Nope, can't happen. There's a woman named Seymour, and Mama wants her."
Oh, Chip meaning the son of
son
the president.
Of President Carter, Mama being Rosalynn. So she obviously had talking in her husband's ear.
Maybe it was her idea to set up these nominating commissions.
I just don't know.
Did the president name other women then at the same?
11 to the circuit courts of appeals. And there'd only been 2 ever in history, one under President Roosevelt on the 6th Circuit and one that Johnson appointed to the 9th Circuit. That really opened the gates because by the time Reagan got in, he appointed another female colleague in 85.
You joined a historic class of women judges then in 79. Weren't there 23 females?
There were 11 on the circuit court, I think maybe more than that, and the number on the federal trial bench. I can't remember exactly. There have been as many as 40.
How were you notified that the president had selected you?
I just got a call, not from him, but somebody in the Justice Department, I think.
Do they just say you're in, or what do they say?
Yeah, they said that I was, and then they had to be FBI and ABA background checks.
The American Bar Association, did they approve of you? And
well, that's another interesting story. The way the American Bar Association is set up, there's one person in the circuit who's appointed to interview prospective federal judgeship positions and then report to a committee. I was interviewed by this guy who didn't ask me anything about my career or my ability. He basically said, "You got four children, how are you going to handle the job?" kind of questions. And I think it was like a 10-minute interview, and then he proposed to rate me unqualified, because he said I didn't have enough trial experience. Now, keep in mind, I'm not a trial lawyer. I'm a backup person writing briefs for the most part, arguing motions to dismiss or summary judgment, not arguing to a jury. A woman in the Justice Department called me and said, "This is what he's proposing." I immediately wrote a letter to the Attorney General of the United States, who's head of the Justice Department, and I said, "Under your rules, you're supposed to be given due process. You've heard a lot about that recently. You're supposed to be giving due process. If you're going to tell somebody you're not qualified, you have to tell them why." I said, "Nobody told me anything." So they looked into it, and they ended up re-interviewing me. And a guy who, I think he'd been head of the American Bar Association from California, came out to interview me again and ask me all kinds of questions like he was supposed to. Then they proposed to wait me qualified.
Wow.
Yeah. Luck of the draw.
Did you ever wonder, you don't sound like me, or it's because I'm a female, or what is it?
It's because I was female.
Yeah, of course.
Because in 79, there still weren't very many of us on courts, or even lawyering.
So you became the first woman on the 10th Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals.
Yes.
There's another first. And you served as the court's first female chief judge.
Yeah, it's a 7-year term to be chief. I'm about 58 at the time, I think, because the guy who did it just prior to me, Judge McKay, only did it for a couple of years, and then he took senior status. You have to be an active judge to be chief. I became chief judge in 94. When you're chief, it's interesting because I hated the job because it's all kinds of administrative junk, I call it. I much prefer judging than doing that kind of stuff. But you're basically chief over the whole circuit, which includes the district courts and the magistrate judges. You get all the judicial misconduct complaints alleged against any judge. And there are a gazillion by pro se prisoners. So I hated that. I really debated about whether I was going to keep doing it, because I could have waived it and the next person would have gotten the job. But as chief of the circuit, you go to the Judicial Conference of the United States, which consists of the chief of the Supreme Court, the chief judge of each circuit, and a district court representative from each circuit. So there are 22 chief judges of the circuit. There's 11 circuit judges and 11 district court judges and the chief justice of the United States. And they make policy decisions about things. When I went to my first judicial conference, there were only two other women there around this table. And I decided, I need to stay. So I did my whole 7-year term